Welcome to Sunday Night Live. I am your host, Chase Geyser, for the next 2 hours. And as every show begins, I never know where to start because there's just so much insanity happening in the world that it can be quite overwhelming. But the main thing that's on everybody's mind is this upcoming meeting in Alaska. I believe it's scheduled for Friday between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. Now there are rumors that perhaps Zelensky will be involved in the conversation. And so it's going to be another historic example of three people who hate each other sitting down to talk to each other to work out a deal. Now, traditionally speaking, the only time this ever works is when everyone walks away equally offended. However, in this particular instance, I'm not sure that it's possible, given the disposition of these gentlemen, that any will allow any offense to be taken whatsoever. And I actually think there's something a lot more complicated and nuanced going on here. And I sort of see three likely outcomes in the following order. I think the least likely outcome is that Trump wins in these negotiations and a quick end to the war manifests and comes to reality. The second most likely option is that it seems like that's all going to happen and there's going to be peace, but then it just never really manifests or happens. And the first most likely thing that's going to happen is either the meeting doesn't happen at all because of some scuffle or issue between one of the three parties. There's massive escalations this week that sabotage the entire meeting, or that Putin comes and just says whatever he needs to say in order to delay this, because I think the real motive behind this conflict at this point between Russia and Ukraine has much less to do with Russia's sovereignty and more to do with Russia's international arrangements, agreements, negotiations with countries like the CCP, China. Because China understands that it's in basically an existential conflict with the United States on two fronts, the artificial intelligence war that's taking place as well as the space race that's taking place. We even had NASA this week come out and say that we're going to expedite building bases on the moon for nuclear power, bases that probably already exist on the dark side of the moon, but they're going to expedite it so that it can be publicly known. And then they're going to use that to justify ramping up spending for moon bases. And it's all tied into the Golden Dome and this conflict that we're in with China. But China understands that it has to take Taiwan if it's going to win this artificial intelligence race, or just rapidly increase its domestic production of the same technology that Taiwan produces. And I think what we're going to see first is a massive decline in NVIDIA stock. It's not going to happen for a while, but it'll happen within a week or 2 weeks of China just annexing or invading Taiwan. And that's going to be the next immediate escalation of this conflict. But China is not going to do that if this war in Ukraine goes away, because it understands the value of having the United States fighting a war on multiple fronts. It wants the United States distracted, giving weapons, munitions, training, services, intelligence to Ukraine in this conflict with Russia so that it opens up the door for China to do whatever it wants with Taiwan. I think that's what's happening. Even the leadership in Taiwan is going around and doing podcasts domestically here in the United States, Sean Ryan and others, talking about how there's an imminent attack coming from China. It goes under the wayside. Nobody wants to draw attention to it. You know why? It's because the Nancy Pelosi's and others are invested heavily in NVIDIA. And if we draw a bunch of attention to the fact that Taiwan is freaking out that they're about ready to be invaded by China, then the NVIDIA stock is going to plummet. And you'll notice if you look up any headlines about NVIDIA that they're slowly moving all of their production and headquarters and offices and businesses here to the United States of America because they see the writing on the wall. So do I think anything is going to come from this meeting with Putin and possibly Zelensky and Donald Trump in Alaska this Friday? No, I don't. I think maybe there'll be some compliments and some massaging of each other's egos and nice things said and promises made, but promises kept, I highly doubt it. Not because our president is dishonest, but because Putin knows how to play him like the fiddle. But stay tuned for more news on the other side of this very short break. In the meantime, please go to thealexjonesstore.com and check out the turmeric gummies, which are back in stock. These things go out of stock so rapidly. For the first time ever, we're offering them for 50% off. If you subscribe, it guarantees you always get them. Stay tuned for more on the other side of this break.
You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
More?
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theultrasport.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know.
I like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, theultrasport.com.
Defending tomorrow, tonight, it's your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser, your host of Tomorrow's News Tonight. This evening, so much going on. I've unpacked what I think is going to happen with Putin and Zelensky this weekend. Probably nothing. Russians warn titanic efforts are underway to disrupt the Trump-Putin meeting in Alaska. They're already foreshadowing it. It's not just predictive programming, but in fact, it's prescriptive programming because they have to stall, they have to delay, they have to keep this conflict going as long as possible to set China up for what I think is going to happen before October. Or sometime during October, an invasion and annexation of Taiwan. And people have been saying that this is going to happen for many years and then it never happens. I understand it. It's becoming kind of a boys who cried wolf situation here. But I see brilliant people going on various podcasts. Brilliant analysis, intelligence analysis, foreign policy analysis, war correspondence, war analysis, analysts going on different podcasts and talking about just raising this weird talking point that Russia really messed up with this war in Ukraine. They thought it was just going to be a skirmish for a couple of weeks, but they had no idea what was coming. See, our advanced intelligence signaling to the Ukrainians was what made this war go as long as it did, what saved Ukraine for as long as it saved Ukraine. And the Ukrainians fought so bravely. And yes, of course, they did fight bravely. They're fighting for their homeland. Everybody who fights for their homeland fights bravely, except for the Tibetans. But it's pretty obvious, isn't it, that there wasn't some major military disaster that's led to this conflict going on and on and on and on forever and ever. It's pretty obvious that the Russians want this to go on forever and ever because we're printing money, we're dumping money, we're giving weapons over there, and every time weapons are seized, they can just reverse engineer all the technology. China wants them to allow it to happen as long as possible. The weaker the dollar is, the easier it is for BRICS and other alternatives to come in to the conversation as a replacement for the global reserve currency. I mean, this is delightful for Russia and China, this conflict that's going on. They don't care how many bodies they throw at everything because we Americans are so foolish. We think that every other country operates like our country operates. We think that every other country is susceptible to something like what happened here in the United States with Vietnam, where we drafted a bunch of soldiers and people raised enough hell domestically because of the over 60,000 people who were drafted unnecessarily dying in the conflict. If we raise enough hell domestically, then because of our democratic process or our constitutional republic, that it'll apply enough pressure to our politicians that they'll run on getting us out of the war and eventually we'll get out of the conflict. But these other countries don't work like this. You think Russia cares how many of its own people they kill? Do you think there's any sort of accountability whatsoever to the people of Russia by the Kremlin? Do you think the CCP has any accountability whatsoever to the people of China? We all know what happened between 1958 and 1962 with the Great Leap Forward. 5,200 million people dying of starvation, a population so brainwashed they still have pictures of Chairman Mao hanging up in their living rooms today, despite the fact that they know someone who starved to death because of him. In fact, we're related to someone who starved to death, or dozens of people who starved to death because of Chairman Mao. Just like the famous Beatles song, carrying pictures of Chairman Mao. And so these countries are not accountable to their own people. They don't care how many of their own people die, whether it's of a disease that they intentionally release in order to disrupt the entire global economy in order to ensure that Donald Trump can get elected in 2020, whether it's some massive meat grinder that's manifest in Ukraine where they just throw body after body after body into it. They don't care. Zelensky doesn't care whatsoever what happens to his own people. It's the same exact thing. There's no accountability. We say that we're fighting for democracy over in Ukraine, but that's obviously not true given that democracy has been postponed. And when was the last time you saw democracy postponed and then successfully reversed? Never. The only reason that Zelensky has been murdered by his own military leadership, Operation Valkyrie style, like something we would have seen from the Germans at the end of World War II, is because he's paying them all off with all the money that we're giving them. And while all this is happening, we see the writing on the wall, we see the signs of the zeitgeist, that Western civilization is totally falling. In fact, I'm going to show you clip one here in a second. This is a Coinbase advert that was aired in Britain, but banned in Britain because it highlights the decline of their entire civilization. Let's watch. One.
We ain't got no troubles, no reason to complain. Cause here in Great Old Britain, we just love it when it rains.
Morning.
We're cozy here at home, even though it's not our own. But wait a few more years and you can say everything is just fine. Everything is grand. You're lucky to get the letter when you're living by the letter in this pleasant land. Fine. Everything is great. The streets can't get no cleaner,
nor the rat meat any leaner.
No, life is just first rate.
Everything is just fine.
These fish fingers are a steal.
Price is up a smidge.
Just 100 quid a meal.
Empty purse. But hey, could be worse if there was nothing in the
strategic realignment means I get to work for myself.
Yeah! Paying off my law degree with tips from each delivery. Excuse me, sir, I have your tandoori. Everything is just fine. Everything is grand. Your life can get no better when you're living by the
Dubai.
It's time to jump ship.
We're tying in our belts with a stick off our lip. Cause everything,
everything is just fine. If everything is just fine, don't change anything. Coinbase. Can't run that ad in Britain. And after all, what is it that we're fighting for here in the West then? If we can't run ads like that, if we don't have freedom of speech, if people are constantly getting arrested and harassed in the United Kingdom, even in the United States of America, it's not really safe to say what you think politically. It hasn't been for quite some time. It's gotten even worse. What is it that we're fighting for again? Because I thought it was something called freedom or democratic values or Western civilization. But every time you try to fight for one of those things, you get called anti-Semitic or a bigot, or you lose your job, or you get canceled, or you lose your show, or you get shut down, or you get alienated by everyone in your life, which is fine. It's their prerogative as individuals to alienate you. But what is it again that we're fighting for? And look, I hope to God that we win this artificial intelligence race against the CCP, because I don't want a 21st century run by the CCP in the way that the United States ran the 20th century. I don't want to see an even more evil superpower running the world for the next 100 years than the evil superpower that was running the world for the last 100 years. I don't want to see that whatsoever at all in any way, shape, or form, or capacity. I say this without the least hesitation, equivocation, or mental reservation of mind in me whatsoever. But if we're going to win this artificial intelligence war, and we're going to use things like the Palantirs, in fact, I'm going to show you clip 12 here in a second, one, two, in a second. We're going to use things like Palantir and OpenAI to do it, and Grok to do it, and these artificial intelligence tools are just these massive superpowers. Really, it's just three or four companies making all of them. There's all these other companies that have AI tools, but they're all just wrappers for the three, and wrappers, that's W-R-A-P-P-E-R, wrappers for the three big boys. Just like you could have millions upon millions upon millions of websites out there, but they're all hosted by Amazon Web Services. So really, it's just Amazon wrapped differently when you're using the internet. Same with artificial intelligence. Everybody's coming out with their new tool, but it's all based on OpenAI technology. Their new app, but it's all based on OpenAI technology. their new platform, their new system. This, you can type this one and it develops code, and that's just OpenAI technology. It's just wrapped up differently. There's a couple of third party tools thrown on top of it. It's all down to this conglomeration. And we've been talking for years about the problem with conglomeration in media or in food production, but nobody's really talking about the massive issue that is the conglomeration of technology, especially when we're entering into a technocratic era. I mean, there was the Bronze Age, the Stone Age, the Iron Age. Now we're in the technocratic age. Coming out of the nuclear age into the technocratic age, where the nukes aren't even going to matter because the AI is, frankly, more powerful. But here's clip 12 just to really emphasize my point.
Okay, interesting.
Peter Thiel has like an enemies list of like 2 million people in Palantir.
Yeah.
And Palantir came in on the heels of Doge. Mm. Elon Musk brought Doge in to every department, to the IRS, the Treasury Department, education, the rest of it. And everyone that worked in Doge had also worked for Palantir. And so when Doge left, the Palantir people stayed. And what they're doing now is they're creating a master database that has your education records, health records, tax records, the Treasury Department's records. And they're going to be in one giant searchable database for this administration with a $150 billion budget for ICE that wants to take citizenship from people that criticize Israel. And that's what people voted for when they voted for Trump.
What is Palantir? Can you explain what this is a little bit?
Palantir is a CIA cutout. So in 2001, after 9/11, they created this it's basically artificial intelligence or an algorithm to interpret these vast amounts of data. The intelligence community takes all this massive amounts of data, emails, phone calls, text messages. Palantir interprets all of it into insights that are usable by law enforcement. And so in 2001, after 9/11, they took what was a CIA program and they just effectively privatized it to bypass the Constitution. You know, Constitution protects people's privacy, but a private company doesn't have to play by the same rules.
So 2001, you're saying that they were, the CIA was spying on people and collecting all this data, and then to get around public oversight, they sort of transferred this into a private company?
Right. So Palantir is a firm that creates usable insights based on vast amounts of data. It's a private entity to circumvent the Constitution. They're founded in 2001. Until 2008, they only worked for the CIA. And the CIA actually provided startup money through their venture capital arm, InQtel. So they provided all the money for it, and they created all the products. So Peter Thiel, Alex Karp, Joe Lonsdale, they were at Langley, Virginia at the CIA headquarters making everything for the CIA as a so-called contractor. And then after that, they branched out into everything. So they identified the Capitol rioters on January 6th. They were identifying who wasn't vaccinated in 2021.
What were they doing with people that weren't vaccinated?
Just to identify contact tracing, who had COVID and who was spreading it to everybody using Bluetooth, and then identifying then who wasn't vaccinated for the purpose of these vaccine passports. You know, in states like New York or in New York City, they wouldn't let people into restaurants if they didn't have the vaccine. So this was going to be like they wanted to identify everybody that didn't have the card.
Yeah.
Using Bluetooth, you said?
That's for identifying who has COVID.
Interesting.
Because if you got COVID and you tested positive, they would look at your phone, and your phone has Bluetooth, and they'd see all the other phones that touched it. So they can identify everybody that might have COVID. That's the contact tracing. It's basically just like what Ted Kaczynski warned about. This is the classic panopticon surveillance state. And so Palantir was founded by Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel funds all the new right projects. You know, in 2022, he was the single largest individual donor in the cycle. So he put $30 million behind J.D. Vance, Blake Masters.
Why does he look greasy?
Well, he's a gay man. I think that has a lot to do with it. So,
there's a certain amount of grease that comes along with the lifestyle.
Yeah, a lot of lubricant.
So you get it. And look, I don't know if Peter Thiel's a good guy or a bad guy, but he's totally disproportionately powerful. And these institutions, these organizations that he's funded and developed, have many of them turned out to be very harmful. He was involved very early on in PayPal. PayPal, as you know, banned almost every right-wing person of substance in the United States of America. I believe we are banned at InfoWars from PayPal. I believe Alex Jones is banned from PayPal. And then PayPal acquired Stripe. Same exact thing happened with Stripe processing. Banned everywhere. Had issues with Stripe as well. And that's not necessarily Peter Thiel's fault, but he created something, walked away when he exited, and then that thing turns into a monolith, a globalist monolith. Then he invests, like $100 million in Facebook before Facebook was a publicly traded company. Facebook used to be awesome 15 years ago, 20 years ago now. 15 years ago. And then they go public, they get a board of directors, Peter Thiel gets out, leaves the board recently, and Facebook becomes this massive censorship behemoth. And then Peter Thiel's involved in Palantir, funding it and operating it. And it's fine as, I guess, like a national security Department of Defense contractor. And now we're trusting it to build all this artificial intelligence to use this informatics method in order to increase our security and win the artificial intelligence arms race that we're in with the CCP right now. That's all well and good, but then it's going to be weaponized against the American people, just like PayPal was, just like Facebook was. That's what we have next. And look, I like Blake Masters and I like Peter Thiel. I've spoken with Blake Masters. I interviewed him when he was running for the Senate in, I think, Arizona. Nice guy, very smart guy, wrote the book Zero to One, which was a great number one bestseller by Peter Thiel, really written by Blake Masters in the word processor, about how to start with nothing and get a company off the ground, about minimum viable products, launching stuff. I mean, Peter Thiel's absolutely a brilliant guy. He might even have good intentions, but everything he builds becomes so powerful, and then he walks away, and it's like set loose on the world like a pack of dogs. Here's more from Fuentes in clip 36 about Peter Thiel.
On the So there was a new insurgent faction that formed up, not to challenge Trump from inside the GOP, but to subvert Trump, to usurp Trump, not challenging him head to head, face to face, and creating a dialectic and saying you can have Trumpism or you could have Nikki Haley, because they knew they would lose. Trumpism or Ron DeSantis, they knew they would lose. Trumpism or some other thing, they knew they would lose. So there was a new idea, which was, we can't beat Trump. We should join him. We should try to sound like him. We should imitate Trump. It'll be our imitation of Donald Trump. And if we sound like him, if we look like him, if we ape his style, his bravado, his talking points, and even if we flesh them out and develop them, well, we can draft behind him and eventually overtake him. Who pioneered this approach? It was Peter Thiel. And for many years, I call this populist ink. You had conservative ink for a long time. Now, we call it conservative incorporated because the connotation is that they are overly corporate and sanitized and out of touch. It's more about a business and sustaining itself and its profits rather than achieving any kind of political agenda. Peter Thiel spent upwards of $30 million, probably much more money. Peter Thiel was one of the biggest individual donors in the 2022 cycle. He put $15 million behind Blake Masters. He put $15 million behind J.D. Vance. He put millions of dollars behind Republican primary candidates that were running against incumbents that voted for Trump's impeachment. What was the goal there? The goal of defeating the incumbents that primary Trump, or rather that voted to impeach Trump, was to gain some cachet with Trump, was to say, I am the ultimate loyalist, to present as the Trumpian Praetorian Guard. I will enforce loyalty on your behalf. He also endorsed a number of his loyalists, people that had worked for him in the past, people like Blake Masters and Vance, who were his proteges, among others, so that he would have a distinct caucus inside the House and maybe one or two votes in the Senate, which would be very critical in a Senate where a vote may come down to one or two votes on an important bill or on an important issue. But it wasn't just that. Peter Thiel also backed all these other projects, like the National Conservatism Conference run by Yoram Hazony, where Vance and Masters and Tucker and DeSantis and Josh Hawley have spoken. He also put money behind the Sovereign House, where supporters of many of Vance, who create culture, music, writing, where they would gather for events and readings and fashion shows and political conferences and crypto events. He also backed art shows and Passage Press, which published Curtis Yarvin, a major Vance backer, and Steve Saylor. And there was this attempt to create a parallel movement, to basically create underneath Trump a populist movement bought and paid for by Peter Thiel. Senate positions, which were ultimately filled by Vance. Congressional seats, which very few of them even actually won their elections, but that was the goal. Cultural projects, political projects, publishing houses, magazines, Twitter influencers, podcasts, you name it. All of that was supposed to be underneath Trump. And you could see that the crown jewel was J.D. Vance. It was to get J.D. Vance to be the vice president. So that when Trump leaves office, who's going to be propelled into power by Thiel's money and his connections inside the conservative space? All these people are going to push Vance over the top in the primary, and then he will be the George Bush to Trump's Ronald Reagan. He will ride in on the coattails of Trump's popular movement, just like Bush did after Reagan. And he will then run the White House, and he will run, more importantly, the military and the DOD and all of it.
And look, we voted for Donald Trump because we needed an American Messiah, and all of his promises made us feel as if maybe he would be that American Messiah. This savior of America and Americanism that would remind us what it really means to be American, to put America first for the first time in so many years that people can't even remember what that was like. And he's delivered maybe 7 out of 10 times on a lot of issues. He's delivered, at least in rhetoric and investigations that have been launched. I've still yet to see any heads roll, heads that I've been wishing would roll for many years now. 5 years since I've been in this game, really. 4 years since I've been paying attention to politics, because it just got to the point where it was something I couldn't look away from. And I've come to this kind of dark realization that if Trump can't do it, then there's not really anybody out there who can. There's not going to be somebody else with enough power, with enough outsiderness in order to get in and do what needs to be done without being leveraged or blackmailed or controlled. I mean, if he can't do it over the course of the next 2.5 years, I don't know if anybody can, because these J.D. Vances and others, they might be good people. I don't know, but they are establishment. They go to their Ivy League schools. And I know he's got his little sad story about his mom being addicted to pills and things like that, and I'm sure it's all true. But this is a guy who's danced with the big boys for many years in America. Family names ascend and descend in every generation. It's just something unique to us. I believe it's a Hawthorne quote. You'd have to look it up to find it. But one thing's for sure, we're definitely doomed if the truth is successfully silenced, if censorship successfully prevails, if these leftists and globalists succeed in eradicating all freedom of speech and manifesting massive censorship and surveillance at the same time through artificial intelligence, which is why it's more important now than ever that you go to the alexjonesstore.com. And we've gotten back in stock for the first time in months, Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Now, if you liked Bodies from the InfoWars store, then you'll absolutely love Ultimate Turmeric Gummies from the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are they delicious, but they're every bit as effective in eradicating inflammation. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant that helps reduce joint pain, support mobility, and promote overall joint health. Turmeric is also known to enhance skin health and support a balanced immune response. It's got ginger root extract in it, known for its anti-inflammatory and digestive properties. It's got black pepper extract, which makes the turmeric more bioavailable. Natural peach flavor, absolutely delicious. Plus, pectin is in it, a plant-based gelling agent that supports digestion and makes the gummies friendly as possible for absorption. So please go to the AlexJonesStore.com. For the first time ever, you can subscribe and get this product for 50% off and ensure you always get it, even when it goes out of stock for the general public. Go now and be the reason Alex will always be on the air.
I'll continue to cover whatever I believe the most accurate, truthful news is, no matter what the effect is on me. And then you simply decide whether or not you want to back the undisputed OG organization of the last 31 years in the fight against the globalists. We had great success within 3 years of me getting on air on Access TV, the local radio, then syndicated. It's all hand of God on it, working through you.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military-industrial complex. This is all their idea.
You can follow people around. You can harass people. You can back up your banks, your buddies. But a revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction. And I know my best work is ahead. And I know the tribulations we've been put through are part of God's larger plan. And I've learned a lot. And I've learned to be beyond humble and understand this is a sacred mission. But you're part of your own destiny and your own sacred mission. You better know good and evil's real. And you better know the devil's second biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. His biggest trick is convincing the world good doesn't exist. Because I know that I'm a fallen creature and I'm a sinner and I have my struggles, but I love God and I love justice and I love truth. The globalists are the cheaters, the liars, the insecure ones. And it's time for us to recognize evil, recognize cheating, recognize fraud, and oppose it no matter who it's coming out of. Attack the sin. What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? Attack the lies.
And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
And that's why I've been the most attacked. All hell broke loose when I stuck a Bohemian Grill. The only person at that time to get footage out. When I made films about the USS Liberty, all hell broke loose. When I made films about 9/11 being an inside job, instantly, all hell broke loose. I was under a national security investigation with the CIA and FBI directed. You find dirt and you put that guy in prison.
They also want to hear from Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
But because the country and the grand juries were completely corrupt, because of the grace of God, not because of anything I did, I've been protected. That's why I have no fear, only the fear of failure. Only the anger that I'm not stronger. And that's why I ask you to support us in your word of mouth, your prayer, and financially. Because I am only as strong as you make me. I am a weapon of truth and war against tyranny in your hands. And I ask you to wield me. My only desire is to overthrow tyranny. My only desire is to unlock minds.
I've got one that can see.
My only desire is to empower humanity. My only desire is to seek the truth, because God is truth. I have been tempted by the devil himself, and only by the Holy Spirit have refused it. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you want to shine like the sun, you've got to burn like it. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser.
Broadcasting live from the Central Command Center in Austin, Texas for the next 1 hour and 24 minutes, 27 minutes. And I will be taking your calls after this segment, so keep your phones close by. I'm not ready to give out the number yet, but as always, the sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. I'll let you know when the lines are opened up. I'm going to start with clip four here. This is the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, talking about new evidence of electronic voting vulnerabilities and hacking. Let's watch and unpack.
You made a comment at a cabinet secretary meeting that has stuck with our audience, and they'd really love an update on it. And it's about the 2020 election. And you were talking about the security of that election, and you were telling President Trump that there's been evidence that has been uncovered, of potential breaches. I'm not exactly certain, but I'd love a follow up on this. Here's the moment right here. Do you have any updates on the 2020 election or anything that you've found, Director?
The point that I was making there in the cabinet meeting was early discovery that I had seen from a whistleblower who came forward, who was working under CISA at that time, which is responsible for critical infrastructure and trying to protect against cyber vulnerabilities, critical infrastructure, including, of course, the integrity of our election systems. And what was interesting was seeing how this whistleblower brought forward information that CISA at that time, the federal government was aware of vulnerabilities in our election machines, but they chose not to disclose that information to the American people or to the administration at that time. This is an area, of course, of critical importance, once again, for the American people to have faith in the integrity of our elections and that it is their voice that is heard through these elections. We're continuing to investigate this, and when we have information that we are ready to release, you'll hear about it.
Okay, so we're going to be hearing more on the 2020 election.
Another investigation. We're investigating Brennan and Comey and Clapper and Nancy Pelosi for insider trading, and we're investigating the integrity of the 2020 election. We're looking into it. We are investigating. But we're not prosecuting, we're not indicting, we're not arresting, we're not executing when the law sees fit. But I don't know about you, but I'm sick of investigations. I'm sick of the investigations that are conducted against InfoWars and Alex Jones and the fact that the FBI has been spying on us since December 10th, 2013. I am sick of all of these investigations that don't lead to anything but just weird, bizarre, macabre even harassment. And look, I'm fine with the Comeys and the Clappers and the Brennans and the Pelosis and the AOCs feeling like they're being harassed. I absolutely adore it. They deserve it. If anybody does, they certainly do. But here we are in August, the eighth month of the year. President Trump has been president for almost 8 months. 8 months and a couple of weeks here. 21st, I think, is Thursday next. And there have been zero arrests from the Biden administration. I'm not trying to knock Trump. I'm not one of these people that wants to come up here and just slap him around and bully him and just whine and complain that we didn't get what we asked for. I don't like to be a whiny person. I grew up in the Midwest, and if there was a problem, you'd fix it. If something needed to be done, you would do it, even if it wasn't your job. That's the way I was raised. That's the way many of you were raised. It's the same in many of the southern states. Not so much the Northeast. Not so much the Northwest. But there's a culture in this country, they used to call it bootstrapping. Other expressions for it, where you pull yourself up, you get done what needs to be done, you start working. If you couldn't find a job, you'd make one. Donald Trump displayed this brilliantly throughout his entire career. Massive success in real estate, total collapse as a result, and then total recovery, and then success with The Apprentice and the spinoffs of The Apprentice, and then success in politics. Overcoming every single odd, even being shot in the face. I mean, he really did manifest everything that I thought it meant to be an American. But we're 8 months in, and what do we have to show for it? We've got some executive orders that I agree with. We've got a border that's no longer bleeding. He solved the bleeding at the border. Absolutely outstanding. He pardoned or commuted the sentences of all the J6 political prisoners. Absolutely outstanding. Some great things, very objectively easy to tell. There are fewer people coming into the United States of America illegally, maybe even zero, and the J6ers were freed. Many wrongs have been righted by this president. I love it. I adore it. Taxes are still fairly low. We still have high interest rates. I guess it's not his job, but it is, kind of. We got Pam Bondi coming out and talking about how, look, corrupt Democrats could finally face justice. New York City's political system has long been criticized for its inefficiency and its inability to address the corruption that plagues its institutions. Despite the existence of agencies like the Comptroller's Office and the Public Advocate, these bodies have failed to combat corruption meaningfully. Public Advocate, for example, has a budget of $7 million, but is limited in its ability to take real action. It lacks the authority to file lawsuits or prosecute corrupt officials, leaving it largely powerless in the face of widespread government dysfunction. So here's an article. I'm two paragraphs in. It said nothing about an attorney general who's done nothing about what she might do, about what might be uncovered. You realize that it doesn't matter what's uncovered if you don't have any power to do anything about it. Do you realize how long it was that the people in the Soviet Union understood that communism wasn't working, or that people in the CCP understood that communism, as it traditionally is identified, isn't working? But they couldn't do anything about it because the state had all the power. Gorbachev famously said, our power comes from the perception of our power. So if you feel like you're constantly being watched, then it doesn't matter what you really think, because after all, you're constantly being watched. And the state's something that will actually do something in that kind of an environment. But here in the United States of America, we have a government of the people, for the people, by the people, that does nothing but abuse the people, which means it's not either of, for, or by the people. And you can come out all day long with all of your evidence and all your documents and all your data about how, oh, the machines were just displaying massive vulnerabilities. We knew about these vulnerabilities in the voting machines, that they could easily be hacked, but all that information was classified and nothing was allowed to be done about it. Just like the vulnerabilities of the RBMK reactor were classified before Chernobyl happened, and then Chernobyl happened and there were still like 11 RBMK reactors with the same fatal flaw with the AZ button, where there would be a spike or a surge in power before the power was completely shut down if you hit the emergency shutdown button. Because they put graphite on the tips. Because it was cheaper. And they tried to keep it classified. KGB tried to keep it classified in Chernobyl that there was this vulnerability because they didn't want the world to know that there was something inferior or wrong with the way that they were doing business or running the state or running their nation. That is the extent of this corruption. To the point where our own government has become so Soviet or communist or collectivist or globalist or just plain corrupt in its own way, in its own Western form, that it will classify information that reveals the vulnerability of our voting technology to the extent that we can't trust any of our elections whatsoever. I mean, maybe that's why our politicians don't listen to us at all, because they all deep down understand and know that they're not accountable to the people whatsoever. They're just accountable to whoever is in control of hacking the systems. They're only accountable to whoever is in control of Mockingbird. And you've got Netanyahu coming out. I got to find this clip. Netanyahu coming out claiming that social media algorithms, this is 13.1.3, social media algorithms are turning the people against Israel. Let's watch this.
The first part was about the propaganda.
No, I think that we've not been winning it, to put it mildly. I think there are vast forces that are arrayed against us. Among other things, the algorithms of the social network that are driving a lot of everything else, you know. And people who really know, and they're the foremost people in this field in the world, they're telling me that about 60% of the responses on the social media are bots. They can categorically say they're bots.
So now Netanyahu is blaming the bots for the bad PR. Everybody's seen the footage of the 70 to 80% of buildings in the Gaza Strip that have been destroyed. And look, I'm no friend of the Gazans or the Palestinians or whatever you want to call them. The Muslims. The Christ deniers. The Islamic Oliver Twist. Who marry their cousins at a rate of over 40%, who have a population, the average of which is below the age of 18, just children running around rampant, violent because of genetic issues, because of incest. I'm not a fan, but I don't want to pay for a genocide in the entire region. I don't want to pay for either side. They can both go to hell as far as I'm concerned. And he has the audacity to blame algorithms or bots when we know that they've done nothing but manipulate all of our systems, machines, protocol. I mean, they control all of Hollywood here in the United States of America. They control all the presidential administrations here in the United States of America. They seemingly control the CIA, the intelligence apparatus here in the United States of America. And they understand that their national security is absolutely pivotal for us protecting our currency, which is a lie, being the global reserve currency of the world. So they have us totally under their boot. I mean, they are squeezing our balls, and they can come out and say things like, oh, it's the bots that are coming after them, because there's a bunch of gripers in their basements that are just programming these little bots to comment on Twitter. They're paying the $1,000 a month for the API access to X so they can just have massive bots comment rapidly on everything that they post. That's what it is. We're all just falling for the bots. No, I think it's actually Project Mockingbird, and it doesn't work for the Groypers. It works for you, Netanyahu. I think it's the intelligence community paying people in journalism to say what needs to be said for their own interests. It's our government coming and infiltrating all the boards of directors of these big tech companies, from Palantir to Meta to Google and others. Getting them to totally sabotage freedom of speech wherever it may exist so they can contain or protect their grip, their monopoly on the narrative here in the United States of America. But here's clip 10. Ian Carroll admitting that Nick Fuentes won him over compared to the more nuanced approach of Tucker Carlson. Let's watch.
And honestly,
I used to fall more on Tucker's side of this debate than on Nick's. I used to share Tucker's perspective that Nick was rash and toxic and went about talking about these things in ways that were too extreme and too racial and would delegitimize the conversation. And there is an argument to be made that Nick has changed his tune over the last year or two as he has grown up and gotten more skilled and more mature and maybe just changed his strategy a little bit. Nick certainly did used to be more rebellious and flippant and dismissive and just, you know, young. And that's fine. Nick actually talked about that in this live stream. But as the genocide in Gaza has gone on over the last 2 years, and we've seen the Israeli faction's mask come off more and more, it's become more and more obvious how right Nick is in a lot of ways. Not all Jewish people support Israel, but all Jewish people who support Israel support it because they are Jewish.
And for any Israelis watching this right now, I want you to be clear. I want you to understand this, okay? Because others are very afraid. You know, I get the IDF sending me pictures of their weapons, talking about how they're going to slaughter me. I'm not afraid of you. Not afraid of you. Okay? All the other cowards in American media, they can F off. They're not like me. I'm different. I'm not afraid of you. Okay? So while you're cashing checks that are funded by my tax dollars and the tax dollars of my fellow Americans, I need you to understand something clearly. You are hated internationally. Hated. Don't be mistaken based on the propaganda you hear in American media. That's not representative of how the American people feel about you. You're hated. And it's not because you're Jewish. It's because you slaughter innocent people. It's because you think you're God's chosen people when you act like absolute demons. That's the reality. The whole international community loathes you. Young American citizens in this country, both left and right, loathe you. And eventually, these are the people who are going to come into power. So I think Israel's days are numbered as it pertains to America backing its disgusting, loathsome behavior. It's war crimes. It's slaughter of innocent people.
Yeah, and she raises a great point. They're cashing our checks. They're committing genocides. They're totally subverting the interests of the American people. They tried to get us into World War III through Iran. They tried to do it through Pakistan and India as well. And now they've even come out and admitted that they're just going to occupy the Gaza, which is something I said that they were going to do a long time ago. They're doing it right now. And then there's going to be a call to remove the 2.1 million people remaining in the area, the innocent people remaining in the area. You realize that there's about 20,000, maybe maximum 30,000, probably closer to 10,000 Hamas fighters still in the region. But there's 2.1 million other people who just aren't really related to the issue that have had their homes blown up, their schools, their hospitals blown up, and they're starving to death. While Netanyahu and others come out and say, the reason they're starving is because Hamas is taking all of their food. That's total bullshit. You're telling me that 10,000 Hamas troops are capable of hijacking all of the food from 2.1 million people? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And if they're so dumb they can't figure out how to get the food from 10,000 people by just taking it, then maybe starvation is just part of the Darwin Awards. No. The reason they're starving is because the IDF is subverting every effort to give aid to the region. They want as many of them to die as possible so that when they force the rest out, the operation is as easy as possible. And the United States is going to come in and help them do it. They're, we've announced some incredible partnership with Libya, and they're going to take as many as 1 million refugees in exchange for us unfreezing the money that we froze in the region in 2014. Oh, Jordan's going to take some of them. Oh, Egypt's going to take some of them. We all love Egypt. Isn't Egypt just a bastion of freedom and justice and civility? I mean, we saw what happened to Laura Logan, for Christ's sake. Terrible part of the world. We shouldn't be involved whatsoever. And frankly, we shouldn't be paying any of these people any money. You want to talk about how bad Putin is. At least he's never asked for any of my money. Here's clip 46.
What joke is offending people more than any other?
I have a bit about the Ukraine people don't like.
What do you say?
I describe a scene where I see this guy Zelensky, you know, I said, I don't like him. He's ripped. He's good looking and he wants money. There's nothing worse than a good looking guy that he doesn't know where to get any money. I go, he pops up in the middle of the Grammy Awards when you're just trying to watch wet ass pussy with your children.
Yeah.
And I said, you call them into the room and you bring out your pregnant 12-year-old and she's twerking in the living room and your other kid comes out and they're nonverbal and they're just in the back kind of swaying. And this guy from a country you've never heard of wants money. And I go, Vladimir Putin's maybe not a great guy, but so far he's asked me for $0.
I agree.
And some people did not like it.
Yeah. Well, he's absolutely right. At least these people aren't asking us for any money. And then we have this whole army on the right that's so scared, so terrified of criticizing Israel in any way because they don't want to be called Nazis. They don't want to be called anti-Semitic. That they'll literally support and sponsor and protect a state doing something very similar to what the Nazis did if it means that they don't have to worry about their reputation being associated with Nazism. It's so backward and screwed up and superficial and vain. It's so obvious to anybody paying any sort of attention to what's going on whatsoever. Is the wall supposed to be the temple? Some Roman fort, right? Didn't they prove that with some coins that they dug up under the wall? You got everybody going over there, putting their hand on the wall, yarmulke on the head. 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 Retarded. 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 Here's clip 20, exactly what I'm talking about.
Charlie, as a TPUSA chapter founder and president, I've seen firsthand how the tide is turning among young conservatives. I say, if you truly believe in open debate in the marketplace of ideas, will you ever be willing to debate Nick Fuentes, or will you wait until his movement forces you to adopt his talking points, as we've seen already?
You know, it's funny. I personally do not give a platform to bad faith actors, and I had a whole open about this. And by the way, a really important thing is not
Gavin
to
Newsom
lie
on a heartbeat, right?
To not bear false testimony. It's fine. I'll answer your question. You know, you said, oh, you know, I want to have a question about Turning Point events. And you obviously lied about your question. Doesn't surprise me because you have deceit. But you know what? Honestly, I'm asked that question all the time. I don't platform trolls and I don't platform and I don't discuss people or I don't debate with people that are not good faith actors. And
you debate Maoist and people who champion them.
They can keep on yelling at how successful we are and our big events and well over 1,000 employees. But a lot of jealousy out there. We build, they complain. We succeed, we win. They blame the Jews. Thank you. Next question.
Look, maybe some people blame the Jews. But there is no the Jews, just as there is no the Europeans, just as there is no the Africans. People say, oh, Chase, your last name's Geiser, European. No, I'm German, but I'm really just American. But Germany is different from France, different from Poland, different from the United Kingdom. You can't classify us as Europeans. No, but there is no the Jews. There's Israel, and they're the main supervillains of the world, many of them Jewish, disproportionately Jewish, yes, but it's not the Jewishness that's the problem. It's something else. And they use the network as a means to manifest their power and their evil or whatever, but it's not the Jewishness of them. It's not Anne Frank's fault that Germany had a crappy deal with the Treaty of Versailles. She didn't need to die. And now people say, oh, Chase, have you looked into Anne Frank? Maybe the whole story's made up. Maybe it's all fake. Her dad even said this XYZ, and he's the only one to survive. And blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Do you know how many innocent people died in that conflict? But Charlie's oversimplifying it. He's coming out and saying, oh, they just hate the Jews. He's trying to call us Nazis for being critical of Israel. Israel sucks. It totally sucks. And I don't care who has a right to the Holy Land. I don't care if it's the Israelis. I don't care if it's the Palestinians. I don't care if it's Islam. I don't care if it's the Vatican. I don't care if it's the Muslims. I don't care if it's the Christians, the Muslims, or the Jews that have rights to the Holy Land. I believe in right of conquest. You think I have a right to Texas? It was Mexico first, and it was the Native Americans before that. Spanish were here. The French were here. Native Americans were here. Mexicans were here. Mexicans don't even speak their own language. They speak Spanish. They speak a European language in Mexico. You think I have a right to be here? I moved here 5 years ago. I don't give a damn whether I have a right to be here or not. I conquered it. I moved here. You don't like me here? Kick me out. I don't care who has a right to the Holy Land. I don't care if it's the Jews or the Christians or the Muslims. Whoever can keep it can have it, but I am not funding keeping it. Not willingly. especially if it takes genocide in order for you to do it. Go to hell, man. Go to hell. Why would you stand up for, oh, bad faith actors, bad, I don't platform trolls. Shut the fuck up, Charlie Kirk, you faggot. He's such a faggot. And I'm not trying to be obtuse here or mean or, I'm sure he's a charming guy. He took the South Park jokes really well. I was endeared by it. TP Action and TP USA were absolutely crucial in getting Donald Trump elected. Not that that was as delightful as we thought it was going to be. Done some wonderful things. When he cried hearing that Donald Trump won, I know that he meant it. He's probably a good person, but God, is he a faggot? We need to stop being faggots. Oh, Chase, that's so homophobic. I'm not talking about gay. I don't care if you suck dick, but if you're going to be all about it, then stop being a faggot. Can we please just agree that we should all stop being faggots? Because after all, their goal is to eradicate humanity. This is clip 32. The final goal is to eradicate humanity as we know it. And if we're going to act like faggots, we're never going to be able to stop them. Let's watch.
Final goal is to eradicate humanity as we know it. Once you understand the final destination, it becomes much easier to look back and identify the psychological conditioning, the biological tampering, the cultural grooming, and the educational prepping that we have been subjected to for decades in preparation to making us accept a post-human future. Whether you care to accept it or not, we live in a hyper-controlled matrix where our perception of reality is meticulously planned, managed, and executed in order to control and steer us in whichever direction they wish. A weak, immoral, disconnected, ignorant, and unhealthy population is an easy target for the next stage, the creation of an entire generation of androgynous beings. It takes a lot of physical and psychological abuse to get an intelligent species like ours to agree to its own extinction.
Folks, call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. And she's absolutely right. They're trying to make a whole generation of androgynous, techno-synced human beings after they do a massive depopulation so they can conglomerate all political power. And the only way to stop it is by supporting us at thealexjonesstore.com. The only way to stop it is by winning the information war, by enlisting in the information war. It's the only war worth funding. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Take advantage of the fact that Ultimate Turmeric is back in stock for the first time ever, available for subscription, 50% off. If you subscribe to get your bottle every month, and it ensures that you will never run out of stock, even when it runs out of stock for the general public. Get it now and keep us on the air.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
What does the face tell us?
The face is remarkable. When you look at this, this is truly remarkable. So let me back up for a minute. In 1898, the first photograph is taken of the shroud. Okay, remember, photography has only been invented in the 1840s. And so yes. In 1898, when the shroud has been on display, the shroud has only been on public display a few times in its entire history. And right now, you have to see it through a private viewing. Very few people. This is the closest. This is what's so cool about our broadcast today. I mean, this is the closest the audience will ever get to the Shroud of Turin, what we're bringing today on your network. What's amazing when you look at the face is we see an actual image. In Seconda Pio, when he takes the photograph in 1898 of the shroud, there was no electricity in the church, Tucker, so he had to bring in generators. He had to take flash photography. The exposures took 14 minutes and 20 minutes. When I was in Turin, Italy recently, I saw the actual camera he used. It looks like a dorm refrigerator. He used glass plates to take the picture. And in the dark room, now Seconda Pio is a lawyer and he's just a hobbyist photographer, because who was a professional photographer at the end of the 19th century? And he's in the dark room, and I want to show you what he sees using my cell phone. And when I speak on our tour events, I have our entire audiences do this. If you take your phone and if you put it in classic invert and you just bring up the camera, and if you focus in, I want you to do something. I'm going to hand you my phone. I want you to focus in on the image, and you're going to see exactly what Seconda.
Wild.
Seconda Pia saw this image, and he's a follower of Jesus. And he believes he's looking at the face of Jesus Christ. Keep in mind, he would be the first one to see the face of Jesus since the apostles. And what does he say in the dark room in 1898, never more appropriately? Oh my God. And so in 1898, he sees this.
That is really, it's so much clearer.
Right.
In this is photographic negative.
Right. The negative is actually the positive. And so if you trace and go to the back, I want you to look at the back of the image, the head, the blood, the back, all of those hash marks, the abrasions. I estimate there are 700 wounds on the crucified man of the shroud. No one was crucified the way Jesus was crucified in antiquity. The crown of thorns. You ask about the face. Seconda Pia believes that he's looking at the face of God. In that image, of course, he was immediately accused of being a fraudster, a hoaxster, because photography is so new. The dark room, this can't be an image, right? He had to have faked this.
I don't understand, just as a kind of physics question, like how would a photographic negative be clearer?
Right. Isn't that fascinating? I mean, that's the thing about the shroud. The physics contradict the chemistry contradict the physics. Welcome to Shroud of Turin. You're being red-pilled on the shroud right now.
I'm being baffled right now.
So the image, what's remarkable about this image is that you have to stand at least 8 feet away to see it with the naked eye, as we are right now. The image vanishes if you get closer. It's hard to trace because the image is superficial. Tucker, I mentioned the blood earlier, and there are pints of type AB blood, pre-mortem, post-mortem.
Pints?
Pints of blood all over it. I mean, this was a very, very badly wounded man. So again, indicative of what we know of crucifixion. Pints of blood, type AB blood. And then in addition to that, when you look at the shroud and you see this, and you see all of the image itself that's left, the blood absorbs all the way through the linen, but the image is superficial. And this is where you have to stay with me. The image is only 2 microns thick. It does not absorb all the way through. So if this was a hoax, if this was a work of art, if there was pigment, if there was dye, if there was paint, it would absorb fully. But if we took a razor to the actual shroud, we could shave off the image because it's that thin. And this is what the best scientists in the world cannot replicate. That's what's fascinating about the shroud. The image, there's no paint, there's no dye, there's no ink. The image is actually something chemically has happened, and we believe it happened at the moment of resurrection. 34,000 billion watts of energy in 1/40th of a billionth of a second. A physicist, my friend Paolo Dallazzo at Anea Laboratories right outside of Rome, spent 5 years. He's a laser expert. He's a physicist who works with lasers. And they were able to duplicate the chemical change of what happens with the linen fibers
34,000 billion watts of energy at peak power. But the thing is, it was a cold energy. It happened in 1/40th of a billionth of a second. And that is what changed the chemical structure to leave this image on the shroud. So that answer.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Other shows lie to you about what's happening now. Tomorrow's News Tonight tells you the truth about what's happening next, with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser. We have 54 minutes left together, and I'm going to be taking all of your calls. I see Ryan, Jonathan, Dave, Sean, Andrew, Patrick, Tim, Dina, Johnny, Len, Andy, all on the board. Let's go straight to Ryan. Ryan in North Carolina, what is on your mind? Hello, Ryan. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How are you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. So I think that freedom is not available with any government that lacks transparency.
Okay. Probably right.
And I think we're lacking a lot of transparency right now. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound good.
All right. I'm not sure about the whole Israeli thing and bombing the heads on the walls and stuff like that, but my head's not the right shape for a yarmulke because I have all my hair, like you do also.
Maybe that's why they invented it, to hide the balding.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe. You know what causes balding is stress. So maybe like what they're doing in the background causes that stress that they incur so much.
Yeah, could be it.
I have one more thing quick. RICO cases for all the deep staters, like the Clappers, the Comeys, the Clintons, the Obamas. Like, why don't they pull a RICO case out, which is a really hard case to defend against, and it involves multiple agencies to follow the money?
Yeah, they're not going to do it because they don't actually want to bring these people to justice because they're all in the same criminal cabal.
And that's what I'm sad to say, because, I mean, even our president-in-chief right now has the power to pull that off, and I'm wondering why he's doesn't really have the balls to do it. A lot of the Republicans do not have the balls to use what the enemy used against us.
Agreed. 100%, Ryan. Thanks for your call. Jonathan in Georgia. Jonathan, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to give you props for that little rant on Charlie Kirk. And I'm not a Charlie Kirk hater, but I think it's indicative of people that are in the conservative or America First movement or whatever. These guys get out in front of us and want to think that they're speaking for all of us. They don't.
Right.
Your rant spoke to me. I laughed out loud audibly whenever I heard what you said. Anyway, keep up the good work, brother. I just wanted to say I appreciate you doing the same thing I was doing the last time I called in, working on a boat, and then I'm joining show.
All right, man. Well, thanks for your call and your support. I appreciate it. Dave in FEMA Region 9, you disagree. What's on your mind?
Yeah, one of the rare occasions, Chase. Love the show. Can I read you a verse? I actually had pulled this up before you showed the shroud, but it's pertinent for you, the war room crew, Admiral Bannon, the rest of us freedom fighters trying to get information out there.
Read
it. First Corinthians 3:7. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is God makes the seed grow. And that's the basis of our country, right? We are a constitutional republic formed in the image of God and on the Roman values. But the point I wanted to disagree with you was you said that we're chasing, you said freedom. I was screaming liberty at the TV with Jesse here. We're chasing liberty in this nation.
What's the difference? Tell me the difference between freedom and liberty.
Well, so I think a free man still can do stuff. He's able to go to the post office by himself, go buy, you know, groceries. If you have liberty, you have unfettered access. And I think the Bill of Rights, the Constitution was to limit the government. So if we're chasing freedom, we're chasing the stuff that they allow us to have. And I think that we're actually, we should be chasing full-fledged liberty, that we are liberated to be in our own person as God intended us to be. And unfortunately, at this point, the legislative branch and the judicial branch, it's not that they don't trust President Trump to do what he says he's going to do for MAGA. They know that he will do that, and that's why they refuse to go on a full recess. So he can't get his team on board. It's been 200 days. If the founding fathers would have said, oh, hey, to King George, you know what, get back to us in 200 days. We'll just hang out. I'm shocked that we, the people, are just letting this happen. The stuff in Texas, you're probably closer to that. Those clowns left for a week. They refused to come back to work.
Yeah, yeah, and that's another example of them having another FBI investigation, but they're never gonna get arrested, not in any meaningful way.
I know, that's the sad part. And that's our fault, Chase. Back in 2021, when we started seeing a million people come across the border, or I'm here in Arizona, we saw 18,000 people cross in one day. Jesse and I went to a Yuma rally, and we were 5 miles away from the border. I said, all you guys here, we're all strapped up. Let's go to the border and throw people across an invisible line. They all wanted to stand around and eat barbecue.
Yeah.
We're weak. We're feckless. It's our fault.
100%. And I went to the border at Eagle Pass, and I saw what was happening at the Rio Grande, and I saw the cartels peering across the river, and I saw the local intimidation and the closing of shutters as you drive by, and the dilapidation, and the children on their scooters obviously zipping around fentanyl. I saw the hell that is the border. It is a gateway to another dimension. You can literally walk into hell at our southern border and see the difference between San Diego and Mexico within a few steps. And you can see the people trying to swim across. I mean, it's total hell. Look, Trump did a great job stopping it. But we've got bigger problems than even the border. The bigger problems are the corrupt institutes and policies and sponsorships behind what was happening at the border. Yes, it's an issue when millions of people are crossing the border illegally, many of them criminals, many of them children being trafficked, 323,000 or whatever the number was. Only 10,000 have been found, by the way. They brag about it as if it's some giant number. It's less than 1/3% been found who were trafficked in this country. But there's no investigations into the NGOs, into the Soroses, into the nonprofits, either Catholic or Jewish or whatever they were that were responsible for this trafficking. No investigations whatsoever into the politicians like the Schiffs and the AOCs and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Schumers, who literally advocated for the invasion of our country by foreigners who refused to assimilate because we have a depopulation problem here in the United States, where only 1.7 children are born per woman when it needs to be 2.3 in order to break even. Nothing done for the over the inflation, this tax that just incessantly steals from us. They can't get you to agree to having your taxes raised 20% in order to fund a war in the Middle East. And they say, fine, we won't raise your taxes. We'll just print the hell out of money so you lose all your buying power and you won't really know what happened, because after all, you'll have the same amount of dollars in your checking account. They just won't be able to buy anything. Inflation is 100% the cause of all of our problems in this country, from the moral problems to the social issues to the domestic policy to the foreign policy. All of it goes back to inflation and our money being a lie. Dave, thanks for your call. I agree with you. I think liberty is something to be pursued over freedom. Sean in California. Sean, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. You hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you.
Hey, I'm not going to do too much about debating semantics, but, you know, that's kind of my thing. Liberty has limitations. Freedom, though, has responsibility. So it's very careful. You know, you'll get what you wish for. So if you want to be free, you got to take responsibility. If you want liberty, someone can revoke it like they would do in the military when they would put us on liberty. So I'm saying that as somebody who's kind of studied into the roots of those words. But you referenced us to not be faggots. And there's a very good point about that. Let's not give our authority to a paid class. Let's get self-governance back on the table. We have people in assembly and the common law grand jury as the fourth and fifth branches of government. Look up U.S. versus Williams, 1992. Justice Scalia agrees as such, because the prosecutors and defense attorneys were trying to interfere in the business of the grand jury. So we as American people can still convene those common law grand juries when we assemble lawfully. If you want, Chase, you know, I can put out the websites to teach it for free, but I know I don't want to, you know, take...
No, go ahead, Sam.
But restore-america.org or national-assembly.net. We use restore-america.org to direct you to people in your state who are like-minded, and national-assembly.net is over 10 years of archives of how to do this stuff and not get yourself arrested. That's the key thing. You got all these folks who want to go challenge the courthouses. You're in the wrong jurisdiction if you're messing with the courthouses and the attorneys. Let them do their thing, and you form in your communities. You know, I'll cite with you the sheriffs, but there's other things you can do. I use the sheriff because that's like the basic, you know, breadcrumbs or baby cereal formula. But you can actually interact with everyone from JAG to the freaking commander-in-chief if you need to. So the American people need to realize Trump's stalling for us to get our act together. We can't wait on saviors, Chase, like you're saying. We can't be faggots. We got to be men. We got to step up and start telling our community this is how it's going to go. You are a public servant. You work for us. We have looked at your oath of office, or we have looked at your contracts, and you're out of bounds, and you will either honor those or you will be removed from them in one form or another, all of which will be under the First Amendment. The founders have always left us remedy. Don't give up on the country just because you don't see the path. There are paths there. Go study, folks. Study some more, and then apply what you study and adjust as you need to. Hope that makes sense to you, Chase.
Amen, Sean. Thank you. Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? What's on my mind is Muhammad, messenger of peace, and media, as Christy Lee calls it, Malfeasians. I was working with the local news, and there was some terrorist attack in New Jersey. This was like 10 years ago. And at Rutgers University, they had the Muslim scholars, the imams, and it was called Muhammad, messenger of peace. And they were stating that the Quran does not teach violence, that that is people taking it out of context. Quoting it, churches say that, but they're wrong. Yet they don't tell you what the quote is. Like with Trump, they would say he didn't condemn white supremacy, or he's, you know, but they, you show the whole video, you see that he did. So they sit there for 2 hours. They won't show the quotes, the scriptures, and they nervously laugh. And then I did a second one, and they did the same. They wouldn't say what the scriptures. And as like a naive, almost like a kid, good faith, no pun intended, I said after to them, you know, why don't you have someone and debate it from the church or at least quote the scriptures? And they said, you know what, we're going to do that. But I think they were just BSing me, because if they wanted to do that, they would have. And the media malfeasance was horrendous, because I was the camera guy. I got there before the reporter. She shows up. We did interviews after, and she does her stand-up, and she says, Muslims here in New Jersey feel pressure because, you know, Islamophobia. No, no, the ladies that we interviewed, they said exactly the opposite. The woman and all of them, but the one woman in particular was saying how much she loved America. She was actually tearing up, and she was in amazement, she said, when she came, I think it was from Afghanistan. She was a medical student. And she was Muslim, but she was a different denomination than the other women. So they wouldn't even talk to her unless it was a class project where they were forced to. So when she came to America, she said she thought, well, most of the people aren't Muslim, so they're not even going to speak to me. So she was like in disbelief that people were nice to her. And she was so patriotic. And to hear the reporter so egregiously lie, but it was shocking. But they quote out of context. You know, they won't say what the quote is, and they say Jesus is a prophet. But everyone knows, whether you're atheist or religious, that Jesus of Nazareth existed. You could comment on this part, and I'll let you go. He existed. Even the scholar, you know, the historians that are atheists will say he claimed to be the Messiah.
Yeah, almost nobody serious thinks that he didn't exist at all. There was no incentive whatsoever to lie about him existing, because everybody for the first 300 years after he died was massacred for believing in him. So there was just literally no incentive for anyone to claim that Jesus was real, and they all did for 300 years.
Plus, he claimed to be the Messiah, so then their prophet is a liar. So then your holy prophet is...
Try asking any Muslim, or excuse me, try asking anyone who isn't a Muslim why they are not a Muslim, and you will be hard-pressed to get an answer that does not sound Islamophobic. because they either believe that Muhammad was a liar or they believe that he was a madman. Both claims, Muslims would say, is blasphemy, totally Islamophobic. There's nobody out there. All these liberals like Elizabeth Warren and others, they like to talk about how our poor Muslim communities, if you were to ever ask them, why is it that you're not a Muslim? And they gave you an honest answer. It'd be like, oh, because you think Muhammad was totally full of shit. You know, I mean, am I right about this? And look, I believe in freedom of religion, but there are policies that we could have that would keep this trash out of our country. Policies like you can't immigrate here if a genetic test shows that your parents are cousins. You can't immigrate here if you're married to your cousin. You can't immigrate here if it shows that your grandparents were likely cousins. That's the kind of stuff you could put in policies that would still allow the free practice of Islam in the United States of America, but would keep any of the trash from ever coming in. I mean, they'd have to stop banging their cousins in order to come into the United States, and by the time they stop banging their cousins, a lot of the problems would go away because they wouldn't be genetically retarded and malformed.
And just want to say lastly, too, being like they were dishonest because I was naive, I told my mom, I remember I called her, and I said, I suggested that they bring in a church person from one of the churches where they debate or at least quote the scriptures that they're from the Quran, and they said they're going to do that, and she said, well, be careful, you get in trouble. But they were just BSing, like, if they wanted to do that, obviously. And if they could prove that, they would show the scriptures. The Muslim imams, they literally would sit there giggling, you know, like chuckling or laughing nervously.
Yeah.
And an hour goes by, and they never quote the scriptures, not even a single scripture. They just say, it's quoted out of okay, we'll sit here for another 2 hours. You're not going to quote it. But it's even more egregious, the reporter, because the lady was so patriotic. But that's a great thing to see, because how people from other countries appreciate it, especially being oppressed. And you think, oh, there are other Muslims are going to accept her. But she said, no, that there's 63 denominations, and she was a different one. So they wouldn't even talk to her. Or
yeah,
with
that
her.
Makes sense. I get it. Well, I want to show the audience clip 45 here. I prepared this. I didn't know how it was going to fit in, but this is perfect. This is the average European experience. Let's watch.
I'm on the
She's just shooting.
This is Germany.
Daylight. Thank you so much. This is a camera mic.
Yeah, just allow your country to be invaded by trash. Wonderful. All right, let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick in Texas, what's on your mind?
Good, Chase. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I totally agree with you, man. You're on fire. I'm just listening to you over, you know, the past, like, even 6 months. I mean, dude, your balls have gotten so big, brother. You just,
thanks.
You got it. You're just playing and you're balling and you're getting it
Thank
out
you.
There to everybody. And I appreciate it, brother. But, you know, you're right. I mean, you think about that and it's faggots, right?
It's faggots, man. And I'm not talking about gay people. I'm talking about faggots.
Like, exactly.
In the sixth grade sense of the term, when your older brother called you a faggot, he knew you weren't gay. You were just being a faggot.
Exactly. It's a no-brainer. And it's like these people, they get all of this love and attention and glory and all this crap and this holier than thou, you know, and it's like there's no premise for that, and even in the slightest. And you look back at, you know, the Christian Crusades and everything that went on with this crap. This is not the first time. This is not something new for what's going on. It's just being revived. And, you know, they're using it just like the infill immigration is they're trying to destroy from the inside. And it's like you look up at, what is it, Minnesota, when they have all those Sharia law places, you know, entities, cities, and formations. That's a bunch of bull crap right there.
There's like 1,000 there's 1,000 mosques in Texas right now, Patrick.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know that. I know they shut the one down up in North Dallas area, but.
Why did they find out they were banging little kids or what?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, another little trick of the elites and all the rest of them, that pedophilia aspect. I mean, it's just disgusting. I mean, you think about it, this is a no-brainer. And anyone who engages in crap like that, it should be done, man. It should be just like with the Democratic Party. That needs to be declared a national threat. The whole party needs to be public enemy number one. They kill people. That's been proven. Kennedy, you keep on going down the list, right? They are a domestic terror organization, period. Shit, international terror organization. This is disgusting. They should be put in that category, and you go in and you seize everything. You seize the computers, the assets, lock everything down before they're able to, you know, get out of the country with everything. It's a no-brainer. If you were really serious about this, like, hey, we're serious about the cartels. We need to be serious about the DNC. We need to go in and lock all of that down and go through and just take our time sorting through.
It's getting to that point. It's unfortunate. It's sad, but it is getting to that point where the only way that we're going to solve this problem is by going in and just doing egregious things.
I agree. And they need to do that with when they're going on these arrest warrants too, with all these, you know, individuals that are, you know, under a criminal investigation. That needs to be a hard takedown. They need
100%.
To go in and seize everything, lock all of their bank accounts down, figure out where all the third-party bank account monies are overseas and all that crap. They need the best they can to get all that intel to lock it down. Because these guys, you know, they play the system. They're never been honest. They never will be honest. And they know they're in the limelight. So we don't have the ball step up and be, you know, the enforcer or the adjudicator in the situation. They're just going to walk away again. So we've got to have big balls and handle this. Otherwise, it's the same old story. Well, Congress, we're doing investigations on this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to hear about another mother-loving investigation for the rest of my mother-loving life.
Neither do I. I want criminal referrals. I want black and white stuff. Quit investigating and start executing. Get shit done, please.
Yeah, 100%, Patrick. 100%. Tim in California, you're live on the air. We got a couple minutes left before the break.
Thank you, Chase. Yeah, this happened almost a month ago now. There was a hearing there in Washington, the House Committee on Homeland Security, and it was about how is it possible that all these hundreds of thousands of children just got in the country and we lost them all. And in this testimony, they said there's an estimated $6 billion, the billion dollars that went to 15 different UN agencies and 230 NGOs. Why do I bring this up? Because Joe Biden invited them into this country. He said, if I win, immediately surge the border. You let them in, and you lose track of them. You lost track of them. Now they estimate it's closer to 400,000 kids. But here's why I called. 65,000 calls went unanswered.
Yes.
That was the testimony. You gave a little secret number to call if you get in trouble. 65,000 calls went unanswered. But here's the kicker. They found out the reason why is because from August of 2023 to January of 2025, the grand total of people answering that helpline was one.
Wow. Wow. We have more people in the customer service call center for the AlexJonesStore.com than they had answering calls of children desperately pleading for help.
Now you get it. Now
unbelievable.
That's why I called.
Unbelievable. Honestly, we should probably just tell all these kids to start calling the customer service hotline for the AlexJonesStore.com. They're way more likely to get the call. Unbelievable. Tim, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Look, we're coming up on a break. On the other side of the break, I'm going to take more calls. Dina, Johnny, Len, Andy, I see you on the board. The crew's going to screen more calls too during the break. In the meantime, I have to remind you to go to the AlexJonesStore.com. And it's not about us trying to make money so we can drive Lamborghinis. That's not how it works around here. Every dollar that we make, we spend in the lawsuits, in the lawfare against those who are attacking us and freedom of speech and, frankly, attacking you indirectly through us. And to keep the crew operational and the hosts on the air, we've got Ultimate Turmeric Gummies back in stock. And this product is absolutely incredible. It's just like the bodies that we used to sell on the InfoWars store, but it's more powerful and it comes in a peach flavored gummy. So it's a lot easier to take. And look, I know we sell a lot of supplements. It's hard to take 9, 10, 11, 12 capsules every day. That's why we're switching to more tinctures and more gummies, because we want you to be able to experience the incredible benefits of all of our products. Now, this Ultimate Turmeric Gummy formula is something that we had an incredibly difficult time keeping in stock because it's so coveted, so wanted. There was such high demand. So we switched suppliers to ensure that we could have it more often, but it's still hard for us to supply. So for a limited time only, this is going to be available. But for the first time ever, if you subscribe to get Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at the AlexJonesStore.com, you get 50% off every bottle. You get one bottle a month, and you ensure that you always get yours, even when it goes out of stock for the general public. So please go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now. Subscribe to Ultimate Turmeric Gummies for 50% off. And don't just do it because this is an incredible product for you, but do it because it keeps InfoWars on the air and Alex Jones on the air. Stay with us for your calls on the other side of the break.
We were on the phone with our big sponsor, Bigley, this morning up in Arkansas. Great people. And it was their idea to have a VIP. If you're a VIP, you get any of the supplements, any of the t-shirts, any of the ball caps, buy one, get one free. And it's been a successful sale. But then they call up this morning and they go, well, we've done the numbers. This is basically not making any money. And I said, yeah, some of your sales are too good. I mean, with the t-shirts and stuff, there's only 50% markup on a t-shirt. I mean, these things cost us nice fabric, nice printing, everything. Like an XXL is like 15, 16 bucks. You're selling it for 30, and then you buy one, get one free. That's not making any money. So that's the paradox with these sales. It brings in a bunch of money, but very little profit. The way we get around that is, for those of you that really want to support the fight, not just get incredible products, there are three or four shirts on there that have markup that are $45 instead of 30, so we make 15 bucks, like the new limited edition Murdered Out black on black with the American flag on the right shoulder, InfoWars. Wow, that's a fundraiser shirt, I guess, at 35, just if you remember. So I guess we make $5, $6 on that. The point is these are great deals. We need funds. We're fighting the globalists at point blank range. And they got a receivership hearing with Judge Gloria Campbell that ran the Texas show trial next week to send the sheriffs here. I guess it could be within days next Wednesday to shut us down. And I'm sure we'll get lots of funds then once we're shut down. Be like, oh, God, he really did need help. Oh, yeah. We have been battling and battling and barely surviving. They turned the internet off here before. They had a fake sale to Bloomberg's front group. Remember all that? And it was because we didn't give up and the crew didn't give up. When I told the crew, no, we're going to beat this, don't go, and I stayed here and slept here a couple times, that we're still here. And because you bought the products, we had enough money for lawyers to go battle it and beat it. Everybody listening needs to get off the fence, get off the bench, get up at the plate, and needs to go become a VIP. $30 a month. See it as a donation. You get $40 each month to spend the store, sales on top of everything, special deals, special offers just to you. It's insane. And then if you really just want to support and you don't want methylene blue or turmeric, you're crazy if you don't, or Ultimate Life Force, the best cardiovascular spike protein detox, everybody should be taking it. And it's the best. Ultimate Life Force is the best cardiovascular, heart health, spike protein detoxer. Every man, woman, and child should take at least one regimen of it, see how you feel. It does dramatic things. We have the strongest turmeric. You should get it. And I got a lot of news to cover. I won't sit here and beat a dead horse, but the news we get out is so powerful, and it's that less than 1% of people that buy stuff at theauctionstore.com that make all this possible. And this fight is your fight. They want us off the air because they want to shut down focal points of organizations that hold the Trump administration's feet to the fire and warn Trump and warn his advisors and have a big effect and big pull, as the administrations have said and as the Democrats have said. They've come after Trump. They've sued Trump. They've had their operatives in there, and they see our stuff everywhere. Step into the zone of history and understand that you are the king. You are the variable. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. And this dog don't hunt without you.
And I have to say, your willingness to platform or to have a conversation with Alex Jones, I think, was a revolutionary act.
I'll tell you, that fucking guy is right about a lot of shit.
One of the things he was telling me was about fluoride and about the frogs when exposed that went from male to female.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay.
I went back to NBC. We had all these fact checkers. It was all true. We found out all this stuff he was saying was true. And here I am across from you, Harvard-educated Johns Hopkins attending physician, saying, yeah, fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
Alex Jones taught me about this 20 years ago. Listen.
He loves this country. He is a patriot, and he's somebody who we better listen to.
Alex Jones was right. I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
From the tip of the spear to the edge of tomorrow, it's Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and I am your host, Chase Geyser, for the next 24 minutes and 22 seconds, going straight to your calls, taking calls and breaking balls. Dina in North Idaho, you want to talk about marijuana?
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool. Yeah, I've been a listener for a little bit, and Brain Force Ultra is awesome.
Yeah,
and hi, Warren, if you're listening. The scheduling of the marijuana. It shouldn't be scheduled the same as heroin and stuff, but it still should not be legal. What I don't understand is how the states could legalize it when it's a Schedule I drug or whatever.
Yeah. Here's my philosophy on marijuana. I think everybody should be able to put whatever they want in their body at any time. Everybody I've known who's smoked a tremendous amount of marijuana, not everybody, I would say 70% of the people I've known who've smoked a tremendous amount of marijuana consistently over a long period of time have come off like a dimmer version of themselves. Now, if they quit, they get it all back. I don't think the damage is permanent, but don't you think it kind of slows people down? Maybe that's why people like it.
Yeah, my ex was a pothead, hence the ex part.
You really broke up with him because he smoked too much pot?
Yeah, his personality kind of went with that too, but yeah. You know, he's a good guy and all, you know, Navy guy, you know, but yeah, when he smoked pot, it was just, he was out there and he didn't want to go out and do anything and, you know.
Yeah. So you cut him loose and now you're dating Captain America?
Actually, an old logger guy. I've been with him for 20 years.
Logger? I hardly know her.
No. There's other stuff I was going to talk about. First time caller, though.
I'm glad you called.
There's a whole bunch of other stuff, but
what's on your mind? I like where this is going.
My Kelpie dog is biting at bees right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. What do you have the AC set to?
Oh, we're outside, man.
All right, Dina, I love you. Call back anytime. Johnny Freight Train in Florida, what's on your mind?
Chase.
Hey, buddy.
What I got to say is about how you doing. I know you're doing fine. I can hear you. I think you're a fine fella.
Thank you.
I want to talk about Bill Gates. And I want to talk about the Trump administration, about putting him away. He needs to be put away. Those mosquitoes he let loose in this nation, I think, are directly with that virus that they're churning up over there in China that's mosquito-based. And I've got a lot of Indian friends, Chase.
Dots or feathers?
Old Biden, you know, he made that comment about you can't go to a 7-Eleven without running into people from India.
That's dots.
Which I don't find any problem with that. I've sat down and eat with a lot of Hindu people, a lot of Indian people, and some Muslims from India over the years. I worked out of Jacksonville for years and years and stayed at motels over there. Indian people are great, and I wish Ramaswamy would get in the Trump administration, because when I talk to Indian people, I give them peppers out of my garden sometimes at stores and all. We talk about Bill Gates and the polio vaccine, and he needs to be put away for all the people he's killed in India. And they all get steaming mad about it, Chase. I'm talking about steaming mad.
Yeah. You know what the thing with the mosquitoes is, Johnny Freight Train? We should be funding billions of dollars in mosquito nets in Africa, because if we funded more in mosquito nets in Africa, then we could save millions upon millions of mosquitoes from unnecessarily dying of AIDS.
Right. Well, you know, it's just like that John Kerry guy. That son of a gun went over there and told North Vietnamese that we were awful people and our soldiers were wicked. And then he's coming over here, coming back, telling us that we need to cut down on the fertilizer. That's an insane person, that John Kerry.
Uh-huh. I agree with you. Len in Ohio. Len, what's on your mind?
I hear you right. Save the mosquitoes from me.
You like that, Len?
Yeah, you twist me up.
That's not a Chase Geyser original. I can't remember where I saw that, but I saw it on some Instagram reel.
Oh, wow. Hey, the Shroud of...
Shroud of Turin?
Yeah. There was a video, and they tested the blood, and it didn't have a Y chromosome.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Is that really true, or is that just something people say?
I don't know. They can't really say. You know, that guy swears to it, you know, but no one verifies it. And inflation, think of this. If we all got the cost of living increase like our federal employees and government employees do, I don't think they'd raise it so quick.
Yeah, I think you're right. Or they should make it so that every time the cost of living goes up, your taxes go down. That's even better. So they don't have to give you any money, or they don't have to force businesses to pay you more. They just reduce your tax burden till you don't pay anything.
Yeah, let's do that. I was thinking that you should interview Elon Musk.
What would you have me ask him?
Well, see, Alex says he knows how to get in touch with him, you know. And I think if everybody who hears this broadcast goes to X, we can make it trend and say, Chase Geyser would like to interview you, Mr. Elon.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to talk to Elon Musk. I don't know. You know what? I bet you I would actually do a pretty bang-up interview of Elon Musk. Maybe someday I'll have the opportunity, Len. But I tell you what, man, that's the last thing on my priority list right now. As flattering and awesome as that experience would be, I'm just trying to win the information war.
Well, and you're doing a great job.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you. Andy in Alabama. Andy, what's on your mind? You've been waiting 41 minutes. I'm so grateful that you waited.
Hey, Chase, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Hey, first of all, it sounds like we need to kill all the faggot mosquitoes that Bill Gates is trying to kill. What the heck, man?
How about it?
Dude, but the real reason I'm calling, and this is kind of more of an Alex thing, you look into it too, but maybe put this in Alex's ear. This caught me off guard last week. I was given intel through a family member of a very high-ranking Navy Reserve officer that he said basically prepare to be deployed to Guam next spring.
Wonderful.
And I was like, what? Why? And they said something with China and North Korea. And I'm thinking, what the heck? Like, North Korea, they're like a, you know, a little mosquito.
Yeah, but they're a China cutout.
Exactly. But then I started thinking, too, well, what are the three countries left that don't have a Rothschild central bank? Well, that's Cuba, Iran, and North Korea. So if he's in the reserves and he's a high enough officer, and this was kind of leaked to him that, hey, man, just, you know, get ready. You're going to be deployed next spring to Guam. This is false flag territory, like, while they're distracting us with all the Middle East stuff, in comes a false flag of North Korea, and all of a sudden we got regime change.
Well, if China were to go to war with the United States, first thing they would do is force North Korea to just give as many of their troops as possible. I mean, if North Korea is already donating troops to Russia to fight in the Ukraine conflict, because they have, I believe, the largest standing army in the world. They don't have the right weapons or supplies or anything like that. But in terms of bodies, it's like millions of people. And I'm sure China would be like, all right, get on a boat and sink, you know, send their own, you know, special ops.
Well, 100%. But I mean, if you look back from, before 9/11, there were seven countries without a Rothschild central bank. And that's kind of been the theme here, who we're going after. And now you got Iran, obviously.
I never looked at it from that angle, but that makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah. So it's like, we got to get rid of North Korea because we got to implant the Rothschild bank.
So everybody, let it be known, listening to InfoWars tonight. What is it, August 10th, 2025 at 7:42 p.m. Central Time, that next spring there'll be an escalation between China, North Korea, and the United States, and we will be greatly increasing our presence on Guam.
It sounds crazy, but yeah. That's cool.
That's going to be an Andy from Alabama was right moment right there.
Whoa. Yeah, and I took a double dose of methylene blue today. And
yeah, you start seeing the future, dude.
Spinning in my head.
Let me put a little bug in your ear. Do you know what we got coming next?
What?
Methylene red, bro.
What the heck? What's that?
You just wait.
Wait, can I combine them?
Oh yeah.
I don't think I can do it. I don't think I want to.
No, you want to, trust me. All right, Andy, okay. I love you. Sean in Tucson, what's on your mind? Top of the board.
Oh, hey, so Trump's supposed to meet with Putin next week in Alaska to negotiate peace, right?
Yeah.
I think he should bring up three things. One, he should apologize for the biolabs that were put on the Ukrainian border that resulted in Putin getting COVID twice and then contracting erectile dysfunction because of that.
Putin got an ED?
my understanding.
You try to sleep with him, and he just couldn't get it up?
I'm not, Vlad. I'm not going there.
Come here, baby. I'll stroke more than your ego, Vlad.
Second thing is Russian Alpha Bank link that was planted on Trump's server. What was it, back in 2016, that John McGreevy claimed was actually Mike Flynn and Rod Rosenstein that were responsible for that. So that's another thing that Trump should bring up, just because this Russia stuff goes back like 9 years. Third thing should be probably the Seth Rich stuff and how the DNC tried to cover up for...
Be careful what you say about Seth Rich's family. I'll sue you.
Well, I don't have anything. They can sue me, but they're not going to get anything.
Oh, man.
But I think that that should be brought up, too, because that resulted in a whole lot of Russian drama that, you know, needs to go away, needs to be addressed. I think those are the three things that Trump should bring up. And a lot of that's from John McGreevy.
I think you should spend the whole time asking them what they think about whether Brigitte Macron has a wiener. I think he should show up, and instead of talking about peace whatsoever, he should just be like, look, I want to know where you stand on Brigitte's wiener.
Now we're going to get sued. Now we're going to get sued if you're going there.
The French can sue all they want. Mostly they're suing for peace when they surrender.
Hey, shout out to Garrett Ziegler. John McGreevy was a good friend of Garrett's and a great source of his. So I just want to do a shout out to Garrett Ziegler, knowing that he comes on your show and you guys have him on once in a while. I'm sure he'd appreciate that I'm putting that out there. But that's all I have to say.
Oh, man, Sean, I love you. Barton, Georgia, what's on your mind, my brilliant friend?
Hey, this is going to sound weird. I want to talk about, hey, that was a great commercial you put me into on the Methylene Blue, by the way. That was really good. The Methylene Blue, can I say the quiet part out loud? This is really going to sound weird, but there's two things. It turns your urine blue, but it doesn't stink anymore. seriously. But anyway, I wanted to talk about Trump ending the war in Ukraine. Hopefully, he can end this war really soon. And like Alex was saying, concentrate on wiping out these cartels, because we can wipe them out right away. And fentanyl is more dangerous than nuclear weapons, in my view, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's killed a lot more people, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't destroy property like nukes.
Yeah, 100% agree, man. I'm just like, I've lived in several cities. I lived in Nashville. I lived here in Austin, Texas. Visited places like San Francisco and others. And I'm just disgusted by how much damage fentanyl has done. It's kind of funny. I was actually thinking about that famous song from Neil Young from years ago. Do you remember the song, guys? Needle and the Damage Done. It's about heroin and how bad it is for you. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that song is perfect, but we should do it like about the vaccine. Same exact thing. It's just, you know, B-roll of the jabs, the needle and the damage done. We got to redo that music video. But the fentanyl thing is the same. Bart, I'm with you. Brady in Arizona. Brady, what's on your mind?
I got a new slogan for the WNBA. It's called Hot Dogs Matter.
What if they stopped selling hot dogs at the games because they kept getting thrown onto the court?
Well, I'm talking about the hot dog hiders. Aren't we going to call out just like John Macron? Hey, the problem I don't have, the thing is, it might be his father. You know, not just alone, it's a woman. It's a father who at age 15 was having sex with Macron, who's now the leader of France. That could be his own father. That's sick.
Yeah, I know. But the French have always been like that.
Unfortunately, I'm French-Canadian. I have nothing like that, Jay.
Unfortunately? You mean fortunately, right?
I mean fortunately.
I'm glad you called, man. All right, Dennis in Kentucky, what's on your mind?
Chase, as always, appreciate you. InfoWarsStore.com. Please help keep these people, these great patriots, on the air. Shout out to SupremeChiefHolidayYouTube.com. What we have been doing, Chase, here in Kentucky, we have been calling our constituents, our representatives, Comer and Massey and Rand Paul. We are saying that if you can give money to a foreign country, you should be held for treason.
Yep.
America first.
And what's the punishment for treason?
Death, sir. Death, sir. We are not playing these games no more. Our money needs to stay at home.
I agree with you. 100%.
Our money needs to stay at
home.
What do you think about Benjamin Netanyahu's claims that social media algorithms are the reason people hate Israel now?
Well, he has to understand, you made this happen.
Yeah.
You wanted this. See, let's remember this famous line. It is easier to kill than control.
That's true.
Let's go.
That is 100% true. 100% true. All right, Dennis, thank you. Pedro in California. Pedro, ¿cómo está, güey?
Chase, this is Pedro from California.
How are you doing,
my friend?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm getting ready to start that 30-day juice fast. It's been a year since we talked last. Remember last year you talked about eating that big bowl of pasta, and you kind of got me going there for a little bit. Started getting hungry. But, hey, I wanted to say, you know, I really, really enjoy listening to all these people out here because, you know, I think our hearts are in the right place. I listened to a podcast by Catherine Austin Fitz, and she brought something up, and it kind of blew me away. You mind if I share this little thing from her?
Sure, say it.
Okay, so Catherine Austin Fitz was talking about the fact that if we as a public are going to continue to pay taxes, and the federal government is going to continue to operate outside the bounds of law, how long can that go on? And the other thing that she spoke about, Chase, was that there is a control grid and a kill grid coming in place.
Yep.
Now, a lot of us, we're talking a lot about all these things, but what's coming for us is the kill grid and the control grid. And all these distractions, look at Gaza. We are all Palestinians. Gaza is the method. And so I'm praying for clarity right now, brother. I really want to find that silver bullet. And I think if I could speak to all these people, we need to find the guts to withdraw our consent. And if you knew your child was being abducted and the abductee had to call you to get gas money and you kept putting gas in the tank, that's on us. We got to stop filling the kidnapper's gas tank.
100%.
And with that, my brother, I love you. I'm going to be doing 30 days of juice thinking about you eating pasta at home. I just want to say I appreciate all the InfoWarriors, so many good people out there, so many wonderful points. But let's focus on the kill grid and the control grid that is working its way around our neck.
Amen.
I love you, brother.
I'm going to go to O'Brien next, but before I do, I want to play clip 60. This is from earlier this week. Many of you have seen this, but I want to unpack this a little bit before the end of the broadcast. Intel Chief Tulsi just admitted aliens are real on a podcast. Let's watch.
And a couple of quick questions. Sorry to keep you, but there's so much to ask you. UFOs. There's been a lot of...
My husband is in the corner for the record, pumping his fist right now that you're asking this question.
So, I mean, is there anything... We've had some declassification of some very strange videos that look like they are, you know, unidentified flying objects. Is there anything in the files that you think you could find or you have found?
Nothing that I'm prepared to talk about today.
So watch this space.
Say what?
Watch this space.
I'm just going to say this. We're continuing to look for the truth, and share that truth with the American people.
The truth is out there.
Yes, it is.
So do you believe that there could be aliens?
I honestly, like, my personal belief, I have my own views and opinions.
Right.
In this role, I gotta be careful with what I share.
Very interesting.
My husband's laughing in the corner because we have these same conversations and obviously I don't share
any classified information. Oh, so you told your husband everything?
Yeah.
Outside of my building with those who have clearances, but this is fun that he's here to watch this right now.
Because it's so interesting. I think it's one of those burning things
of course
we grew up with.
Of course, you know? Yeah. There are a lot of questions. And
all right, O'Brien in Maryland, what do you think? You're live on the air, O'Brien in Maryland. Are you there? Oh, somebody call 911. I don't think O'Brien's doing okay. I'm going to have to let him go. Bye. All right, folks. We've got 3 minutes and 37 seconds left of this broadcast. Something's going on. I don't know if this whole object approaching the Earth thing is a psyop. It's been predicted by many of the people in the UFO space. I don't want to get distracted with it. I think that there's intelligent life all over the place. I think there's interdimensional intelligent life that's co-located with the Earth, pops in and out. That's exactly what angels and demons are. It all totally lines up with the Book of Genesis, the Book of Enoch, you name it. I don't really care because I know that regardless of whether or not there's millions upon millions upon millions of tyrants light years and light years away coming to the Earth, there are thousands upon thousands of tyrants just a few miles away on the Earth. It's called the deep state globalist leftist cabal. It's a human trafficking cabal trying to conglomerate all political power into one new world order government, one world nation, where you will own nothing and be terribly unhappy. And I'm just praying for President Trump. I'm praying for Alex Jones. I'm praying for InfoWars, praying that we can stay on the air to fight this, to tell the truth. I hope that these meetings that happen this week with Donald Trump and Putin and potentially Zelensky are meaningful and impactful, and they come to a resolution where there's rapid peace. And I hope Israel stops banging everybody in the ass that surrounds them, just raping them every chance he gets. Then I hope that China backs off of Taiwan and maybe we can put in some regulations or just a semblance of morality in the development of artificial intelligence so it's not weaponized by the same supervillains we face now, only against our own people, just like the Patriot Act was weaponized against us in the name of protecting us from radical Islam. And look, I know radical Islam's a threat. I'm no fan of Islam. It actually makes me uncomfortable, basically every fiber of my being. But I'm even more uncomfortable with the fact that my own government would betray me, my interests, to violate all of my rights in the name of protecting me from the thing that I oppose. Like they did with the Patriot Act. And if you think the Patriot Act was bad, just wait until you see what this artificial intelligence is going to accomplish once it reaches omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. We are turning our government into a god, but not a good one. And if we want to avoid the wrath of God, we should learn from the ancestors of our past who have collapsed and collapsed and collapsed every 10,000 years, time and time again, restarted when they've reached any semblance of thinking of themselves as gods. It's written in the Bible, Tower of Babel, you name it. We should learn from them and have a little bit of humility and maturity and enlightenment and maybe even our own evolution into the next stage of our psychology, which is necessary to wield such a power. But one thing is for damn sure, and that's that you should go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and keep us on the air, because we will not have victory against evil if we don't have the truth, if we don't fight for the truth, if we don't broadcast the truth. And right now we've got Ultimate Turmeric Gummies back in stock for the first time in months at the alexjonesstore.com. And this is an incredible product with benefits like a powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant property that helps reduce joint pain, supports mobility, and promotes overall joint health. Turmeric's also known to enhance skin health and support a balanced immune response. I mean, you could do your research on turmeric. It's something that's been around for thousands of years, used by many different experts, civilizations, cultures, for its incredible properties. And this is something that's very hard for us to source. So subscribe now. It's the first time you can subscribe to it. You get 50% off every single bottle, and you ensure that you always get yours every month, even when this product goes out of stock. And I'm telling you, folks, it's going out of stock soon. So go get Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at the AlexJonesStore.com right now and be the reason Alex Jones and InfoWars will always be on the air.
Alex Jones has good genes. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's jeans. Alex's jeans on Methylene Blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your Methylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good jeans great again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check
out Ultimate Sea Moss Capsules right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate Sea Moss Capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate Sea Moss Capsules every month.
For a limited time, you can get this limited edition murdered out InfoWars shirt at the alexjonesstore.com with the American flag on the shoulder. It's historic and it funds the operation. We've got other cool shirts that just came in as well. The new Liberty Bell 1776 Declaration of Independence shirt is out. It's limited edition and it's got my signature on the back. That really triggers libtards. And then there's this limited edition. I weaponized the American people. It was actually you weaponized them, and we're winning. Get it all now at the alexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.